Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Hi, welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. The number is 888-627-6008. And I'm Kimberly Meredith, and we're going to have a beautiful hour here taking your calls on consciousness and health and wellness. And we're just going to be having a beautiful time for this 1 hour together. And I want to start out by talking about the Divine Feminine. The Divine Feminine, the Dalai Lama had said that the Divine Feminine was going to save our planet, an empowering awareness grounding us. Knowing that when we're in our Divine Feminine, we release fear, we ground ourselves, we pull in the wisdom. There's a softness, there's a gentleness, there's a calmness. We feel at ease. We let go of our fear. We have more empowerment. We bring in the love. There's a real Divine Feminine consciousness happening right now to the world. And what's happening right now is Mother Earth is coming in and helping women and men balance their masculine and feminine energy. Where we don't have to feel afraid anymore. Where we can feel more at ease. And many people want to practice developing the Divine Feminine. It's on the rise. So what are some of the ways that we can do this? Many people are learning that by meditating, by opening up their throat chakra, by speaking their truth, embracing more of these feminine qualities. It's very important right now to understand by being, let's say, more vulnerable is not bad. It's actually good. It's okay to be tearful. It's okay to have emotion. Because we're not turning the other way when we see somebody that's been harmed. We're speaking up for them. We're rising above. When we gather in community, it's really helpful. When we hear people that are staying home alone, that is being regressing back. It's not going into more of engaging more of your higher consciousness. When women are gathering together, they're called like goddess circles. That's empowering your Divine Feminine. The Divine Masculine is very tangible right now. It's very third dimensional, but actually more masculine men are becoming more feminine. And it's actually very empowering to the Divine Feminine. It's causing more peace. So you can have both. You could have masculine and feminine. And it's becoming more and more popular right now. It's really engaging. And it's becoming fifth dimensional. Fifth dimensional is engaging the world right now. We are becoming more fifth dimensional every day. It's happy, joyful. When you feel scared and uneasy inside, your body is telling you that your rhythm is off. Your throat becomes constricted. If you're scared, you start sometimes even having dis-ease. You get butterflies in your stomach. When you're happy and you're excited and you're dancing and you feel joyous, you're doing something you're passionate about, you're in the fifth dimension. Your body is exploring more of a masculine and feminine energy. You're more in balance. This is what we want to start practicing more of. The world right now is doing exactly what the Dalai Lama spoke of, that we were on the rise of combining the feminine and masculine energy. The divine feminine masculine is really not a gender specific. It's an energy. It's an energy that's very calming. And it's really, if you've experienced it or are experiencing it right now, like I said, it's a kindness. It has empathy, vulnerability, humility, patience. It's collaborative. And if you're in a relationship with someone that may feel more masculine and you're more feminine, you might start seeing that you both start taking on different roles, and you might start feeling more empowered or synergetic together when you start seeing the divine feminine and masculine combining with each other. It's very synchronistic. And you start, when you start moving more into the fifth dimension, it starts becoming more and more apparent that the divine feminine is deeply nourishing the relationship and your lives become more productive. This energetic combination is what is happening to our world right now. As you're seeing some of the third dimension masculine energy, it is shifting and it's becoming more exciting. A lot of, I'd say, youth groups, male and female youth groups, are really experiencing more of these goddess circles and divine feminine circles, and they are practicing some of these beautiful rituals of candlelight, singing, dancing, and energy groups. And it's becoming very harmonious and fun. So today, while we're on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, I'd like to hear about any of your grounding experiences or intuition experiences that you may have had in this energy field of talking about the divine feminine. I spent the last weekend in a summit talking about the divine feminine Christ consciousness and how it is awakening across the planet right now, and how to practice listening to your body, not your mind or your thoughts, but how your body feels when you're inside this energy frequency, and how you can get triggered just by maybe asking somebody how they feel, or asking somebody, you know, just like an easy little statement to someone, and they're more in a masculine energy or a feminine energy, how they respond to you. It's being tender with a person, you know, it's being gentle with people. It's understanding that everybody is in this journey and everybody is being nurtured in this global awakening, and everybody has their own time that they're going through this. And it's learning to love ourselves. It's learning to respect ourselves and honor ourselves and being kind to everybody. We stand up for ourselves and others when we're going through this shift. So I want to do a little bit of an affirmation from my book called The Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. And this was channeled a few years ago, and it's called Awaken Me, O Feminine Divine. And let's put our hand on our heart chakra, which is in the middle of our chest bone. It's not the physical heart. It's the chest, middle of the chest is our chakra. And it's a green light, the heart chakra. It's the color of the green light. Just take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, just grounding ourselves. This is a channeled message that enhances the divine feminine and balances the masculine energy. Awaken within me, O feminine divine. Bring forth the flame of your knowledge of all things material and spiritual. Awaken us, blessed divine feminine. Balance the material and spiritual world. Bring forth your clarity. Bring forth the wisdom. Bring forth the best in me, so we can bring forth the best in our world. Awaken, O feminine divine. awaken the feminine divine in myself and awaken the feminine divine in us. Awaken the feminine divine in our world. Awaken the feminine divine in the world around us. Move the illusions away. Awaken the feminine divine from our world of illusions. I become myself as I awaken within you, and I become myself as I awaken within me. Awaken a feminine divine. Blossom within me, O feminine divine. Soften within me. Blossom within me, feminine divine. Bloom brightly your knowledge of all things material and spiritual. And let's take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, and see the beautiful green light in your heart chakra. And inhale and exhale. Bloom within me, O feminine divine, the bountiful and beautiful blossoms of the feminine divine. Bloom within me your wisdom of all things material and spiritual. Awaken me, O feminine divine, awaken within me. All things material and spiritual, awaken within me. Taking a deep breath and seeing the beautiful light going within your heart chakra. And as you see the light within your heart chakra, just take your hand and put it over your heart. And just go in a round circle around your heart, activating your heart chakra. And hear the words, I become my true self as I awaken within you, as I awaken within me. I become myself. I blossom my feminine divine true self. I blossom within me. I can blossom within you. And taking another deep breath, inhale and exhale. Just feel the shift going on within, deep in your soul, within your heart. Inhale and exhale. And taking your time to really breathe in that feminine divine energy. Bring forth the clarity. Bring forth your wisdom. Bring forth the best in me so I can bring forth in the best in you. Namaste. Good. And just take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. And whatever you're seeing inside your heart chakra or in your third eye, just take that in very gently and calmly. And then as you take your hand over your heart chakra, cup it in to keep it in your heart chakra. Beautiful. And then relax. And this is from my book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. It's called Awaken Me, O Feminine Divine. And as we balance the divine feminine and the masculine, we are blessing our energy in our body. And this can be recited out loud or quietly to yourself as many times as you like, at least once a day if you like. This is one of the practices that I like doing in my book. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. We're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host, and that's one of my affirmations from Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, my book. And my call-in line tonight is 888-627-6008. And I just want to talk about a class that I do have this Saturday, which is called Soulmates and Timelines. And it's this Saturday that I'm doing on my platform at thehealingtrilogy.com, which is my website. And why I'm mentioning it right now is because we'll be doing a deep dive into chakras and talking about soul frequency readings, which I'll be doing tonight if you call in. And this is a very important topic because it's about what's going on in the next few years, and soulmate and timelines are a very interesting topic because people like to know what's happening in the next few years with their lives. And I'll be teaching this class this weekend, and you can find out about it at my website, thehealingtrilogy.com. And later on tonight, I may be giving some tickets away. So this is super exciting time to learn about these interesting readings. So I'm going to go to break right now, and we'll be right back with our show. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD, and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Hello?
Hi. Can I help you?
Hi. Well, when you were talking, you said you are doing some soul frequency readings tonight?
Yeah. Did you want to have a soul frequency reading?
I would love to.
Okay, yeah. So I could either do that or a medical reading. That's fine. But the soul frequency reading is something we were doing tonight, which is fun. The soul frequency reading I was picking up for you, they're telling me that you're very connected to teaching, they were telling me.
Okay.
And also, are you into teaching or very spiritual?
I'm probably more spiritual, but I'm not a teacher. I'm a retired person, and so I don't really teach anyone. I try to.
Yeah, they're talking that you're very
spiritual.
Yeah, you came in very spiritual into this world. And they're also telling me you're a very kind person. You're also very connected to the afterlife. You're very interested in the other side.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a man around you. There's a male person that passed away trying to make contact with you.
I don't know if your father and my brother passed away, but that's been years.
I couldn't hear you. Sorry.
I said my father and my brother both passed away. My father, I was like 45 years ago.
yeah. So, yeah, they always try to make contact. Doesn't matter how long they've been gone. It probably is your dad coming in. Yeah, it probably is your dad coming in. That's what I'm getting. So these are little mini reads that I do. The soul frequency readings go up to 10 years. But when you came in the world, they're showing me the 7 is attached to you, which is the Elohim number, which is that you were very connected to God, you know, the Holy One, right away when you were young. Even you just had a very strong connection.
Okay.
Did you want to ask me something about your health?
I did.
Why don't we do that?
And I don't know this. Okay. I think I have
you don't need to tell me what you
have. I have a lump on my left, my right leg in the back calf.
You have a lump on your leg?
Yes, in the back of the calf. That's sore. And it's only, it just developed maybe in the past week. Red, and it's sore.
Okay. I'm not really, I'm not getting anything unless maybe it's like fatty tissue or something like that. They're not really telling, I can't tell you exactly what that is, but they're saying there are some immune suppressed things going on in your body. Perhaps, that is something probably that they are picking up.
A root. Something like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not going to be guessing around right now. Yeah. They're just telling me the main thing is your dad is coming in for me and your dad is saying something about you having immune system issues that you definitely need to boost your immune system.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so if you do have like a fatty tissue lump on the back of your leg, that could be coming from your immune system. And if you've got the thyroid issue, that also needs to be looked at with your immune system.
What about a thrombosis?
I think I'm going to move on to the next caller because I can't keep guessing around with things. I don't do that. Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine. You're fine.
Thank you so much for calling in. So I'm going to ask you one question and then we'll let the guides go in and do the reading. Thank you so much for calling in. Hi, Pam.
I'm calling from Toronto. I recently had a blood test done on my A1C is 7.4. Is that too high or is that causing the tingling in my right leg? Should I be worried about that reading?
Well, yeah, that's very high. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's really high. Yeah.
Oh, because I'm trying to change my diet and, exercise.
Yeah. So thanks for calling in, Pam. So you want to change your diet. Definitely you want to change your diet because that's going into diabetes.
Did the tingling go away on my leg? You had prayed for me the last time, but 80% of the tingling is gone.
Well, you definitely want to change your diet right away.
Well, I'm vegetarian and I eat a lot of fruits and cottage cheese and,
Well, I think I think you have to start thinking about maybe not doing the fruit.
Oh,
okay. Think about fruits, a lot of sugar too.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that you got those results.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought 8 was like the maximum you can go on the A1C. Did it change the range?
I don't know, but I know that when you're past, a certain number, you're in the pre-diabetes. So,
you want to
definitely get out of that range that you're in right now.
Okay, I'm trying really hard.
I know.
About the soul reading, anything briefly you can tell me?
They are talking about maybe you're going through some depression.
No, not really. No, actually.
Okay, well, I'm getting that. Yeah,
really?
I'm getting after maybe some stress going on. Yeah, it's probably some stress happening maybe because of your health.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Yeah.
Any messages?
Sorry to talk over you. The guides are coming in pretty fast to talk, so I can't talk over you. But they're giving me a reading about maybe your family and some stress happening with that. And do you want to talk? I'm sorry, I'll let you talk.
No, no, it's okay. The stress might be related to my sister. She's always fighting with me. And my ex passed away. Is he sending any messages for me? He died in 2023.
No, I'm not getting anything with that.
From him?
No. No, I'm getting your current family. There's some stress going on with your current family happening and making some changes with that. They want you to make some changes with your current family.
Oh, okay. Changes?
Yeah.
In what way?
They're maybe moving out or moving away or doing something with your current family.
Oh, no, I live alone and my sister and I always have ups and downs, you know, sibling rivalry, I think.
Oh, okay. They're just talking about something with your current family changes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thank you for calling in, Pam.
Hey, all the best. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you so much. Bye. We just want to shout out the phone number again, which is 888-627-6008 on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. Go into reading my fifth dimensional miracle healing prayer with everybody. And if you'd like to call in for a reading, 888-627-6008. When we talk about the divine feminine, we talk about going into the fifth dimension. And we want to stay in that fifth dimensional frequency. So we like to do exercises, and some of them that I have in my book are really great for that. One of them that I like to do is a fifth dimensional miracle healing prayer. We put our hand over our heart and we move out of the third dimension and we go into the higher dimension, rising above fear, staying in love. We say we are not afraid. We're in the fifth dimension, bringing in the Holy Spirit, completely protecting us. We have love, we have light, and we have healing. And we're leaving the dark energy behind. And we are healed. We have no fear. Amen. We have another call we're going to take now. Her name is Laura. Hi,
hello.
Laura. How are you?
Good. Good. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Good. That's awesome.
Where are you from?
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Great. So do you have a question for the guides tonight?
Yes, I am just mostly curious as to what the rest of this year is going to bring for me.
You know, we don't do psychic questions like that. I'm sorry. We don't really do psychic questions like that.
I'm sorry.
Question. Yeah, I'm sorry. We don't really predict what's going to happen for the rest of the year for you. But you could formulate it in a different way.
Okay.
Yeah.
In terms of, for example,
job
my work.
Or, yeah,
exactly.
Formulating in a different way. Yeah. Do you want to ask me about your job or?
Yes. Yes. I have applied for a couple of positions, one that I'm really interested in, but I didn't feel that my interview went as well as I would have hoped for. And then
yeah,
the
so
other position,
ask,
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead. Sorry. You want to just ask the guys, are you going to be getting a job this year or next year or a particular job?
Yes, yes. The one job that I would be interested in, that I think I would be interested in.
Which one?
It's a where I'm at, but an upper level position.
Okay. When you talk to my particular guides, kind of psychic I am, the more specific you are, they will answer the question specifically for you. So why don't you ask them specifically?
If the position that I applied for, which is the management in this department, if I will get that position.
In 2025, they're saying no. In 2026, they're saying no. In 2020, did you apply somewhere else, another job?
No, another position in this place as well, but is similar to the one that it would be a lateral position.
My guides are not saying, did you apply somewhere else at another position somewhere?
Yes, I have, but I haven't heard back. So the only ones that I have heard back from are from this place.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can ask me, do they want you to get a job somewhere else?
Okay. Let's ask that. Yes. I am so comfortable in this place that I guess that's why I keep on asking about this one. But do they want me to look for somewhere else?
No, they don't.
Okay.
Yeah, no, okay. They don't want you to leave there. I guess they like you staying where you are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm really enjoying this place. But yeah. I do know that I could be doing a lot better. Or maybe I should, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the thing is, with when you work with angels and guides and spirits and the Holy Spirit, they really need you to be very specific. I teach mediumship classes on Thursday nights to help people understand how to have more discernment, to open up their relationship with the guides, and to understand when you actually talk to a psychic or medium, and I'm a trance channeler, being very specific. So if you ask me, Kimberly, am I supposed to move out of the position I'm supposed to move out of in 2025, 26, 27, 28? I would just even tell you what they're communicating to me. And they're just communicating no, no, no.
Okay. should I be looking in a different area than where I'm at right now? In a different
field?
Yeah,
they are saying it. They are saying a different area or field. Yeah. They're saying that.
Okay.
They are saying that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should it be more into the teaching, as I was a few eras before?
They are saying something about, I know you don't want to say the name of your company on air, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But they are saying something about you. Something about you and teaching does make sense to me. And something about you being connected to something with your intuition, with teaching and being safe and feeling comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You want to ask anything else about a personal relationship?
I'm a mom, so of course, I'm always thinking about my kids and thinking about their relationships. And
we're talking about some major changes. Yeah, we're talking about you and your relationship.
Yeah. Well, I feel very, again, safe in my relationship, so I hope that stays that way.
Oh, you said your mom, right?
I said I am a mom, so my kids are always in my mind.
Oh, and, what about your mother? Your mother?
They passed away. My parents passed away a few years ago.
Yeah, I feel like your mom's around you a lot.
Oh, yes. I feel them both, my mom and my dad, with me all the time. Yes.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, I do see that. I see your mom around you. How'd you find out about my show tonight?
A friend of mine told me about it and told me you should call, but I didn't get much info, so.
You didn't get what?
I didn't get much info on the show, just that you were a great person to talk to and that I should call you.
Yeah, because I'm really getting a lot of information, thank you, that your mother is around you a lot And your mom is like really guiding you. She's one of your main guides. She's one of your main, guardians that's around you. She's always around you. So I really pick up your mom coming into the reading. You know, I do a lot of readings from the afterlife. So your mom is like really with you all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I feel very fortunate that both of my parents were very, well, I feel them very close. I never met my grandparents just because my parents had me in their later years of life. So, by the time I was born, all my grandparents were gone. But,
yeah, even if you don't meet your grandparents, they still can be around you.
Exactly. I heard a lot of their stories, and I also feel that they're around. That's where I was going to with this, that even though I never met them, I also kind of feel like they're protecting me and guiding me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Your mom keeps coming in about you taking care of yourself more and your health.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you. And, well, and next time that I call, I'll make sure I'll be a little bit better prepared.
Yeah, it's good to have questions for a psychic medium transchanneler. I'm a little different. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And I just want to remind everybody that is listening to the show, I am teaching lots of classes. I teach classes on Thursday nights to teach people how to tap into their angels and guides and do mediumship. And they're only classes of 8. And they're really fun. And then I have a class this Saturday coming up about soulmates and soul ties. And it's very reasonable. And I do a healing, co-healing circle on Saturdays where we do healings and prayer. And it's a really beautiful class. And we have a professional violinist coming in on that. So just go to thehealingtrilogy.com to get all that beautiful information. And just want to tell everybody, some of our classes are absolutely free. So thehealingtrilogy.com if you want to hop onto our website. Okay, we have the next caller. Please tell us where you're from.
Hi, am I? Okay, hi.
Hi.
My name's Tanita. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, how are you? From Arizona.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I have a lot of messages coming in very fast from the guides on the other side, and they come in super fast. So do you have a question for us?
Yes. I just wanted to know, what would the guides advise me? Because I wanted to go into energy healing.
Say it again. I couldn't hear you. Say it again.
I wanted to go into energy healing as a career path, energy healing.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and I wanted to get I just wanted to get their advice on that. Would that be a career for me?
So let me see what they're telling me. So right now, I'm not sure what you're doing for your career, but they're telling me you're a very kind person, that you like to help people. Are you doing currently something where you're serving people or helping them in some way?
Not really. I work for Amazon.
What are you doing?
I do like field quality and stuff. Like I validate properties
people.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're helping people. So you want to get into helping people even more because you were born with a 4 over you, which is a person like helps people, does things, you know, service work. So what made you all of a sudden think about wanting to do healing work?
Just like constantly being like, I feel like it's just something that I've guided towards. I want to be of service on the earth. And I was just trying to find ways that I could really relate to people because I love talking to people, meeting new people. And I just want to be of service at this time.
Yeah. The reason I'm asking you that is because well, my soul frequency numbers, I see the 4 with you. You were born in the world with a 4, meaning when people have the 4 with them, they're either a nurse or a doctor, or they're serving or helping people. They're doing some kind of service. And then you also have a 10, which 10 is a person that has a mission that's like greater. Like you're going to do something else in this world to really like fulfill a service work job even more. So, that's why I was asking Yeah, if you feel like you want to do something like Reiki or something like that, I feel it would be great for you to pursue.
Awesome. Okay, thank you. I just wanted to really call in and get some clarification.
I see also with your frequency number is a 9, which 9 means you love family, you love community, you like being around people. Is that true?
You are absolutely correct.
I also
Everything is correct.
I also see, I'll give you a few more numbers if you want to write them down. I also see with you a 7. 7 is a sign of Christ, light, of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. I'd be surprised if you said you didn't believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit, because that number is also on you.
No, yeah, definitely. I'm constantly praying and meditating and stuff like that. So it's really high with me.
Okay, yeah. So they're showing me the 7 with you. They're also telling me about you. They're showing me 11s with you. You have the 2 1s on you, meaning you have an angelic vibration of like, it would be surprising. If you did any kind of, you want to study Reiki, I think like Karuna or angelic Reiki would be really good for you. If you want to do that kind of Reiki. I'm a Reiki master, but I don't practice Reiki. I do, I don't know if you've read about me, but I do laying on hands healing. I'm probably one of the only people, I don't know how many people do what I do, but I actually dissolve energies off people's bodies with my hands. So I disintegrate energies off people. I was kicked out of Reiki class. I got my Reiki masters, but they didn't want me there anymore because I was dissolving lumps and tumors off people's bodies with my bare hands. But I actually prefer, I love Karuna Reiki, angelic Reiki, and I see angel wings on you, like 2 angels, one on your right shoulder, one on your left shoulder. And I think when you see the 11s, the 1s, those are the signal for you when you see 11s to be directed to doing this work.
Awesome.
Those are the signs.
This is my first time actually. I got the email about your call in today. This is my first time. I put a reminder on my phone, and I thought it was going to be like backed up. I was like, if it's backed up, then that's a sign that I'm just the listen. I'm saying, but if it's what, if they have time for me to call in, then I was like, I'm definitely going to call in. And so I'm glad that I called in tonight and I had a chance to talk to you.
Oh, good. Praise God. Well, those are your numbers. These are these frequency numbers through the Elohim, and those are coming through. And I know you can't see me, of course, but my eyes blink all day. I blink, and I get messages through the Holy Spirit through my eye blinks and codes. And those are the numbers, and I'm writing a book about it right now. Those are the soul frequency numbers that blink and code through the Elohim, and Elohim means God. So, okay, so that's it. And so they're saying, yes, so what you're hearing and feeling intuitively is correct of your journey, the journey that you're on. So
okay,
you should
awesome.
Go for that.
Thank you, and thank you, and thank you. The guys tonight. I appreciate you, Kimberly.
Yes, thank you.
Have a good rest of your night.
Thank you. Bless you. Yeah, so when we get hits and we hear things, you know, always go for that. When we hear those messages from our angels and guides, we should definitely go for that. Okay, we have another caller. We have Tracy.
Hi.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi. This is the very first time that I have ever done this. So
oh.
I just found you guys, and I was watching a show on Netflix. And I found this organization, and I'm experimenting right now a little bit and trying to learn about everything. So
good. It's nice to think out of the box, and you know, people, psychics and mediums, and people that do different types of readings and things. I'm different. You know, I've had my gifts since I was a baby. So it's like you can have gifts from the Holy Spirit, and I'm one that just like being born as a singer, it's just something that I've always had. So what is your question that you'd like to ask me? Because I'm already getting a hit, some hits from them telling me some information about you.
I don't really know what question to ask.
It's better not to think too much about it.
Yeah. There's always things in my life going on. Bad things. So, I feel like I go from one bad thing to another bad thing, and it's been that way my whole life. But, I don't know. Am I supposed to tell you things about me, or are you supposed to figure it out?
Well, what you're supposed to do is when you come on this show, you're supposed to have one question ready for Kimberly Meredith and her guys.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
And then you just ask me the question, and then we go for it, and we go off on whatever comes in for us. And it could, you know, but when you came on, I already had a hit. And I'll just, yeah, because normally I already have something that they're telling me. So let's not waste too much time, and let's just go for it. So you already told me already that you've been having struggles with blocks coming in and out of your life. And let me tell you why. When you came into the world, you already came in with God, Holy Spirit, omnipresent, this gift around you. Okay, so you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, but you were very connected to the omnipresent right away.
The omnipresent? I don't know what that means.
Well, the omnipresent is G-O-D, God.
Oh, okay. So you said I was already connected to God already when I was born.
Yeah, you have a bright light around you. Uh-huh.
Oh, good. Yeah, I've always had a connection. Yes.
Yeah. And so sometimes when you have a very strong connection to God, the holy, beautiful one that brought us all here, sometimes it gives us more challenges in life. So do you want to ask a question from there?
Yeah. All right. Well, I actually have two things going on right now in my life. I'm not exactly sure which one. Well, I would have to say I just lost my nephew. He just died in a car accident this past Saturday. And I'm trying to make sense out of it because he was only 15, and it happened just spur of the moment. My mother called me up and told me he had died, just like that. And I'm trying to wrap my head around it. So I know that's not a question, but I'm just wondering if he's okay. I want to know if he's okay because it just all happened so fast and he's just a kid, you know? So I guess.
I'm not making contact with him right now on the other side, but when we cross over, we are okay. Do you want to ask another question to me before we go on to the next caller? Or, yeah.
Yeah, sure. And then I have this really, really good friend. I've actually been dating him a little bit. And he is really struggling with his foot. Like, he has had a lot of pain in his foot, and he just cannot get rid of the pain in his foot. He's going to the doctor.
Let's ask a question about you. The guys want to go back to you. So let's ask a question about you.
Okay. I just don't know what to ask.
Okay.
So it's okay.
They're telling me there's some... Yeah, they're telling me some problems with you and your health, actually. They're talking about some problems with your, I don't know if you ever have problems with your sinuses. They're also talking about your eyes. They're talking about some indigestion with you. They're talking about sometimes you have some problems with your memory. They're talking about just some overall health issues for you that you need to check up on. And I'm sorry if I'm putting you on the spot with your health. But I am a medical intuitive. They're talking about you definitely need to take some B12. They're talking about there's definitely some issues going on with your vitamins. You actually putting more self-care into yourself.
Okay. So he's saying that I need to take B12. And yeah, I do have trouble with my eyes.
Yeah, they're going around your head, your halo around your head and your eyes, and they're blinking that, and they're coming in, they want to heal you. They're saying, Kimberly, we need to heal her. We need to heal her. They're telling me in my left ear, they're saying, you know, she's taking on a lot. She's an empath. She's taking a lot on of everybody else's issues. And your relative, that crossed over, he's not coming in because they want to talk about you more. You know, you getting the right vitamins, you getting the right water, you getting the right food. Concentrating more on you right now, honey. That's what they're telling me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. So thank you for calling in. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, you could reach out to me. I do sessions. I do one-on-ones. And, you know, we do have specials for people that call in the show. We have 30-minute discounts for people that call in the show. So, you know, we're here for you guys, you know, that call in the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. So we love that you guys call in, that you're fans of us, been on the air for many years now. So we're here for you. Okay, thank you so much. Alex, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling in. Where are you from?
I'm original from the Philippines, but I live here in Austin now, Texas.
Okay, I always like to know where people are calling from. It's fun.
I'm sorry.
So, how can I help you?
Yeah, so this is my first time doing this.
Oh, okay, and that's okay. Yeah.
So, my, when I'm still in my mom's room, my dad passed already because of the accident. And I just really don't know him. And I don't know if he's with me all the time or like how
your dad.
Is he?
Your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm sorry, it's breaking up a little bit. Your father, you're asking, is he with you?
Yeah, like is he guiding us?
Yeah, so sometimes when somebody asks me about a relative, they'll come in right away, and he came in right away just now. So he is with you. He's telling me. He's showing me. Okay, so to confirm this, it's a little hard to hear you, but to confirm it, he's telling me, was he Catholic?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because he's showing me like he's Catholic, he's saying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. I'm pretty sure it's him because he flew in really fast when you said about your dad, and he's telling me he's Catholic, and he's also telling me between you and him, was he? He's telling me that he was close to you.
Yeah.
Is that true? Can you confirm that?
Well, I really, I'm not born yet when he passed, so when my mom is pregnant, he passed already.
Well, but he's still your father. He's saying he knew you before another life. Yeah, he's still your father. He's saying he's close to you and he's watching over you. And he's showing me the sign of the infinity sign, and he'll see you again. He's saying he's seeing you all the time now, and he'll see you again in another life. And he's showing me the infinity sign, the eight. I don't know if you see the eight very much, but he's showing me the eight. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You want to ask me anything else about your dad?
No, I'm not really. That's
he's also telling me that he's watching over your something about your mom. Is she sick?
Yes, she. But she's okay now.
Okay, he's telling me she was sick, and he was sick or is sick, or he was taking care of her from the other side.
Okay.
Can you confirm that about your mom?
Yes. Yes. She have like stomach issue, and now there is so they did like endoscopy, like to see her stomach. For the first time they saw something, and for the third time they didn't see anything anymore.
Yeah, he's telling me that he's doing he watches over everybody. Also, he's saying he is an angel, guardian angel for you and your mom. And also, when you see the 11s, also that's him, the 1-1. Are you going to school to do business?
I'm just going to school for nursing school.
Yeah. You're going to be in business in nursing school or a regular nurse?
Just a regular nurse.
Okay, because he's telling me he sees that you'll go into some kind of nursing business, administration.
Oh. Yeah. My plans is I'm going to go to school and I might going to do business after that.
What is it, honey?
Like, I'm going to go to school. Oh, to school. And then I'm going to work nursing. I'm going to do nursing. And then we're going to do business like my family.
Okay. Yeah. That's what he wants. But he was saying that. Okay. So I'm really going to send out some prayers for you and the healing with that. But he's with you all the time. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. I want to send some prayers out, especially to a couple people that were on a prayer list. A gentleman named Justin Castilla. I just want to send a prayer to him. Everybody, if we could pray for him, he's on a prayer list. Because we want to pray for him right now to recover from an illness. And anyone else that has anybody right now that's not well, that needs help, we want to send prayers to them right now around the world. We believe it's possible for everyone to experience healing through the fifth dimension, through God. We believe that everyone can have a miraculous healing and be healed. Amen. So thank you, everybody, for listening to our show tonight.